We're going to move on now to the next speaker. I'm very happy to welcome Dr. Agha Murtaza Buya, who is a former publisher of the Muslim Daily News newspaper in Pakistan and former chairman of the Institute of Strategic Studies in Pakistan. His title for the conference is Imam Khomeini and Intra-Faith Unity. So I'd like to welcome Dr. Buya to the podium with a loud salawat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم ربي الشهداء والصديقين الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه المنتجبين Your Eminence, Ayatollah Moezzi, Oy Bahmanpur, eminent scholars, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a privilege for me to speak on this occasion, especially after being enlightened and enriched by the former speakers. The phenomena of Imam Khomeini has its empirical values and esoteric values. In my opinion, in my reading of history, Imam Khomeini emerged as a piety power paradigm. Piety power paradigm after Imam Hassan. For the first time, piety power came to the Muslims. And when Imam Hassan was abdicated his power, we had Qiyam-e-Husayni, and that torch lit by Imam Hussein is the torch that re-emerged in the facet of power being transferred to a pious man in Imam Khomeini. He shook the world and probably is still shaking it. And he had no other power excepting piety, piety, and piety. That was his thing. And that piety can only come from a tremendous amount of faith, iman. And that strength and that determination to witness the killings of millions of people and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Power to him was irrelevant. Power to him was irrelevant. What was not offered to him to withdraw from his stance on Palestine? What was not offered to him? The whole world was offered to him. Okay, take back, give up your stance on Palestine and we'll give you the kingdom of the world. But he refused. For him, liberty and justice for the oppressed was more meaningful than all the gold in the world. He fought for the oppressors and it was not for the oppressed. And the oppressed were not only the Muslims. Today, the battle is between the oppressed and the oppressors. And Imam Khomeini's message is in favor of the oppressed. That is the interfaith message. He never said a word against Christianity. He never uttered a word against Judaism. His harshest comments were reserved for the secularists, for the anti-God, for the anti-Christ. He wanted to see a world, and he, inshallah, will enjoy seeing it from eternity, how the world has changed after he left us also. The biggest beneficence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed after the rehlat and irtihal of Imam Khomeini, he has been succeeded by an equally pious piety paradigm in Imam Khamenei. His mission, Allah has blessed his mission by a successor who is no less than him. And that is how this message is going to be saved. And this is how, inshallah, the oppressed of the world are going to be liberated. Not only the Muslims. Not only the Muslims. Not only the Shias. There's a very heavy emphasis on the role played in Iran. What is Iran for Imam Khomeini? It was only the first bunker, the first khandaq. Iran is only the first khandaq in his big message for humanity. Today the world is looking at his message with kindness, with something to understand. The first people who recognized the power of religion, the power of piety, was none other than the Soviet Union. They immediately recognized that this is a new turn in history. We used to call religion the opium of the people. And here are a whole people who have been motivated by nothing but religion and piety and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, the world is looking at Imam Khomeini's paradigm. Imam Khomeini's paradigm as a message for the rest of the world, Christian or Jew, is irrelevant. Shia and Sunni is irrelevant. Today the battle is not between Shia and Sunni. It is a battle between CIA and Shia. Alhamdulillah, we have fought bravely, those who have stood by the message of Imam al-Rahil, those who have stood by this message are expanding every day. The message was not intended for Iran only. The number of people slaughtered in Algeria because of the message of Imam Khomeini is not something you can laugh away. We in Pakistan are paying for it, and with pleasure. We seek shahadat and we pay for it with pleasure. And this is the same message that is resonating through Lebanon. It is resonating throughout Latin America, where you have the theology of liberation. And it didn't start after 33 years. It started immediately. If this message of Imam Rahil was not so widespread and was not so appealing to the whole world, not only to the world in the masses, but conscience. The world conscience has been aroused by his movement. And we are seeing how in Latin America today, Christians, Jews, and the rest, within the occupied lands of Palestine itself, today the most respectful name is of Imam Khomeini and Imam Hassan Nasrallah. It is an ecumenical message. It is an ecumenical message. and it will survive. And as I said, it is after Qiyam-e-Husseini that we have had Qiyam-e-Khomeini. And nobody can extinguish this flame. And it is an ever-expanding flame. Inshallah, whether it is a Hindu, whether it is China, which believes in a godless society, they will all gravitate towards an eternal divine ethos. Be it Christianity, be it Judaism, be it Islam. The thread is only one. The only religion in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. And these are all chapters in history of Islam. Judaism, Christianity, and the way we are work, inshallah, we will all be working together to take this message as an ecumenical message. A close relationship, and only to liberate the oppressed from the oppressors. I would not like to take too much time. I'll just give you one example and end at that. In 1985, I was visiting Budapest, the capital of Hungary. My discussion there was with the Deputy Secretary General of the Communist Party of Hungary, Dr. Bula Hong. He asked me, he says, "What are you people expecting from this Islamic resistance? Where is it going to take you?" I said, "Dr. Hong, you cannot understand the real facet and dimensions of this resistance. It is for a better life hereafter. You don't believe in that life hereafter, so it's meaningless to you. But in this world, in this temporal world, our objective is very simple. It is the liberation of the oppressed from the oppressors. And to achieve our target, a small stone needs to be removed from the path of history." He says, "What is that small stone?" I said, "The state of Israel must be dismantled." He said, "The superpowers are not going to allow you to do it." I said, "Dr. Horn, you are a student of history. I am also a student of history. Superpowers come and go. They are there for 100 years, 150 years, and they disappear. But you and I are going to be very, very lucky. We are going to see the disappearance of both the superpowers in our lifetime." This was 1985. And then he said, "I don't know what you people are going to get from Islamic resistance, from this Qiyam, but you have certainly ensured our liberation from Moscow." So I said, "Okay, the first fruits have already come." So therefore, Shia history has been more demonstrative of dissimulation, taqiyya. After a number of years, after centuries, Imam Khomeini lit the lamp of Qiyam. And he knew what he was going in for. The sacrifices were not going to be a few hundred people killed. It was going to be millions killed. But in his eyes, liberation from the taghut and the antichrist for humanity was more important than the millions that will be sacrificed. And alhamdulillah, we are now approaching the millennium where the oppressed are feeling this, they're smelling of success, of liberation, and all taghuti thoughts are being demised day after day. We see the weakness in the US system, we see it in the European system, and each one of them is now looking for a new morality, a new moral threshold, and a new moral leader. And this is the success of Imam-e-Rahil. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be with you all. I hope we all see greater success. And not success is the least important thing. Even if we try to follow the path of Imam Khomeini, we are successful. Thank you very much.